Update 7:15 a.m. While a plethora of outages remain across the Thompson, Shuswap, and North Okanagan on Thursday morning, July 17, due to a windstorm, the two outages that affected Lake Country, Cars Landing, and Westside Road have been restored. Both outages were restored between midnight and 1 a.m. on Thursday. However, there are still three small outages scattered across Lake Country. In the 2000 block of Goldie Road, the 11100 block of Bond Road, and the 10600 block Tyndall Road. All three outages affect less than 5 homes in and were caused by the windstorm and downed wires. It's unknown at this time when power will be restored. Just before 10 p.m. on Wednesday night, BC Hydro issued regional alerts for the Central Interior, Lower Mainland, Sunshine Coast, Okanagan, Kootenay, and Thompson, Shuswap due to the windstorm. As of Thursday morning, there are still more than 50 outages listed across the North Okanagan, Shuswap, and Thompson. Update. 9:50 p.m. BC Hydro is now reporting that more than 3,000 customers are without power on both sides of Okanagan Lake, along Westside Road and in Lake Country across Cars Landing Road. The reported outage occurred just after 9 p.m., and BC Hydro has assigned crews to the area. There have yet to be reports of damaged BC Hydro equipment, only down power lines across the region following the storm. More than 14,000 BC Hydro customers are without power after a storm blew through the Shuswap region on Wednesday evening. Sikkimis, Chase, Malakwa, Tappan and other nearby communities have been in the dark since about 7 p.m. According to BC Hydro, all available resources have been assigned to the outages across the Central Interior and Thompson-Shuswap. All available crews are working to restore power as efficiently and safely as possible, and additional crews are being brought in from other areas, BC Hydro stated. There is currently no estimated time of when power will be restored. Drive BC is warning motorists along Highway 1 in the Shuswap to travel with caution due to stoplights not working. Drive BC advises to always use the four-way stop procedure at uncontrolled intersections. According to Salmon Arm Observer journalist Heather Black, who was on Shuswap Lake earlier in the day, high winds and rain just suddenly hit. We saw the veil of rain moving, so we got off the water, and then the storm hit. The wind was insane, and the rain was dumping. We hadn't jumped in the water but were as soaked as if we had. She reported hearing that multiple emergency vehicles had been dispatched across the Shuswap. Several Shuswap residents took to social media to report down trees, scattered debris and damaged structures following the storm. Power outages are also being reported in the North Okanagan, affecting the communities of Ranchero, Armstrong, Grinrod and Enderby. More than 2,000 BC Hydro customers are also in the dark along Highway 97 from College Way in Vernon to Osceola Road in Winfield. There is no estimated time of power restoration for the North Okanagan communities affected by the outage. However, BC Hydro is reporting that crews are responding to the area. The North Okanagan appears to have been impacted by the same weather system that swept through the Shuswap. Environment Canada issued a special weather statement earlier on Wednesday for strong, gusty winds across the southern interior. Wind gusts of up to 70 km per hour are forecast until midnight. As the upper disturbance moves through early this evening, winds will shift to northwest and become strong and gusty, stated Environment Canada.